We got breaking news on Trump's reciprocal tariffs that the court just struck down in real time. Not to mention NVIDIA earnings today after the bell. Oh, by the way, meme stocks are just supposedly waking up now. GameStop, AMC, even Holo is moving like it's 2021. We got a boost to consumer confidence that came out this morning, and a whole lot more to unpack. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow wherever you listen to podcasts. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to Stonkcast, the market show for the average Joe. Whether you're a diamond-handed degenerate looking for the next 500% play, or a more conservative swing trader or investor, we've got you covered. We break down the latest market news, give our 2 cents, and maybe, just maybe, help you make some money along the way. I'm your host, as always, Brandon Schar. Welcome back. We are here for the midweek check-in, and boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to get to, so let's jump right into it. Not even at the time of recording here, not even 30, 45 minutes ago, we have breaking news regarding Trump's reciprocal tariffs that he dropped back on April 2nd. According to CNBC, court strikes down Trump reciprocal tariffs. What a whammy. A federal court ruled Wednesday that President Donald Trump exceeded his authority with his reciprocal tariffs, dealing a blow to a major tenet of the president's economic agenda. The judges wrote that the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, a 1977 law that Trump invoked to justify the tariffs, does not actually give the president the power to implement the sweeping duties initiated last month. This is a major, major curveball, and a lot to unpack here. We're not going to get all to it right now. But what you need to know is this is a major, major curveball that nobody saw coming. And you can definitely expect that Trump and his team are going to be responding to this. But this came out of nowhere. Breaking news. The Trump administration swiftly appealed the ruling. Definitely saw that coming. Foreign countries' non-reciprocal treatment of the United States has fueled America's historic and persistent trade deficits, White House spokesperson said. These deficits have created a national emergency that has decimated American communities, left our workers behind, and weakened our defense industrial base, facts that the court did not dispute. It is not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency. Interesting. So we're going to be hearing more on this, obviously. The suit was brought on behalf of 5 U.S. businesses that rely on imports from the U.S., to some extent. The judges said that Trump's tariff orders were unlawful as to all, not just the plaintiffs, so there would be no question here of narrowly tailored relief. The judges ordered the challenged tariffs to be vacated and their operation permanently enjoined. Trump on April 2nd announced sweeping reciprocal tariffs on imports from nations around the world. Days later on April 9th, he issued a 90-day pause, but kept in place a 10% baseline tariffs on most products entering the country. Breaking news. So this is a whammy, folks. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what Trump and his administration come out with tomorrow or later on this week. Obviously, they're going to be contesting this. There's no doubt about that. According to this court, they, as of now, have struck this down. And the markets are reacting accordingly. Taking a look at the futures markets here at time of recording, I mean, the NASDAQ is almost up 2%. The E-mini NASDAQ futures, you got the E-mini S&P up 1.54% right now. I mean, you got the Russell small caps almost up 2%. You got volatility down almost 3%. We're seeing massive, massive moves in the futures markets right now, which makes sense. This is obviously bullish news for the market if this holds, but that's the thing. We don't know yet if this is going to hold, I guess. So this is very, very interesting. Definitely something to pay attention to. Keep in mind that at the end of the other week, last week, Trump announced the 50% tariffs on the EU, and then he decided to pause that until July 9th, I believe. And so you got that going on, and you had the 90-day pause going on, and now you got the court striking down Trump reciprocal tariffs. Folks, here's what I can guarantee you. I can't guarantee you much, but I can guarantee you there will never be a dull moment in a Trump presidency. That much I can guarantee. So that's where we are at right now. Obviously, this is breaking news. We're going to continue to get more news on this. So that's where we stand right now. Let's move on. NVIDIA earnings, folks. We had NVIDIA reporting after the bell today, and they have some pretty good earnings, and that's good for the market. That's also part of the reason I would imagine why we're seeing the futures gain. Obviously, the breaking news on tariffs is massive, but also the fact that NVIDIA put up some pretty good numbers today with their earnings and gave their stock a lift. It closed today at 134.81 and currently in after hours trading at 141. So got a nice bump in after hours here. So according to CNBC, NVIDIA beats on earnings and revenue as data center sales jump 73%. NVIDIA reported better than expected earnings and revenue on Wednesday as the company's booming data center business recorded year-over-year growth over 73%. The stock rose about 4% in extended hours. Overall revenue grew by 69% during the quarter, and sales in the company's data center division, which includes AI chips and related parts, grew 73%. That's pretty massive. Taking a look at how the company did when you look at the earnings per share and revenue compared to estimates. So earnings per share came in at 96 cents adjusted versus 93 cents estimated. That's a beat. Revenue of $44.06 billion versus $43.31 billion estimated. That is also a beat. Oh, looking good there. NVIDIA said it expects about $45 billion in sales in the current quarter versus the estimate of $45.9 billion. So about right in line there. The company did say its guidance would have been about $8 billion higher, except for lost sales from a recent export restriction on its China-bound H20 chips. And we talked about that, how the Trump administration inputted some kind of export restriction on the chips, right? And that affected NVIDIA, so they took a loss on that. But otherwise, they looked pretty good. Its gross margin of 61% for the quarter would have been 71.3% if it had not been for China-related charge. So all in all, looks pretty good. CEO Jensen Huang told investors on an earnings call that the $50 billion market in China for AI chips is effectively closed to U.S. industry. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, if things stand with the court, you know, basically shooting down the reciprocal tariffs, and all of a sudden that $50 billion market in China for AI chips, I would imagine, would be back in play for NVIDIA. So who knows? We will see what happened there. But all in all, this is great, great news for the market. NVIDIA is a massive portion of the market, especially when you're talking tech, when you're talking AI chips and, just AI in general, technology in general. NVIDIA is massive. And obviously their chips are supplied to a large portion of, various companies. And it's big news that they are doing good. It's good for the market. And I think we're seeing that somewhat reflected in the futures right now and just seeing the market overall going up based off of that. So that is good. Shout out to anybody who played Lotto NVIDIA calls, or no, not puts. If you play puts, you're screwed. But if you play calls, congratulations. You're going to be up big as long as this holds, I guess, through the morning. So we'll see where that goes. Let's move on now to AMC and GME. Folks, I put out a video last week talking about my horrible experience and failure with AMC back in 2021 and what I was going to be doing differently this go around. And they have been hot lately. Let's just say that. Take a look at AMC. And look, both of these stocks have had news separately that I think is contributing to, you know, their overall success. We've had some hype around GameStop and Bitcoin. You take a look at AMC and the box office weekend that it had over Memorial Day weekend was literally the best ever. I went and saw Mission Impossible on Sunday and I couldn't find a parking spot. And that's when I knew, folks, that my calls were in a good spot because that place was jam-packed and it wasn't just Mission Impossible, Lilo and Stitch. Families were out there. People were at the concessions. I mean, it was jam-packed. It looked great. So if we take a look here at AMC, we did get a nice rally on Friday. Then we had the long weekend. And then coming into Tuesday, we had this giant shoot up. I think at one point, AMC was up 23% on Tuesday, at which point I stuck to my plan, which is something I didn't do in 2021. And I sold probably about 95% of my position between my $3 calls that expire in June and my $7 calls that expire in September. So I left a runner, which I ended up selling today, because as you can tell here, AMC did not hold up too well today. A lot of profit taking here. I just didn't feel like hanging around. So I got out for a very nice profit there. Happy with that. And if we take a look at GameStop, GameStop also had a very nice run over the past few days. Probably some profit taking here today. But if you recall on Friday, one of the levels I had marked out on here was 35. 35. And if you look here, you know, like I said, 35 was an important level dating back to 2021. And it held up here. It just couldn't get above here. These are 2-hour candles. And we could not get a close above that area. We had a bit of a spike this morning due to some news around Bitcoin, which I'll get into here in a second, but we definitely sold off today. And I think a lot of that was just profit taking. And we just basically what you got here is emotional buyers hitting technical sellers. That's a good way to put it, right? You had a lot of people sitting up here at 35 that were ready to sell, a lot of supply. And what happens when there's a lot of supply? Things hit resistance and they tend to fade off. And so that's what happened here. Thankfully for me, I stuck to my plan. Again, something I didn't do in 2021, and I sold out of my $55 calls on GameStop. Sold those on Tuesday for a very handsome profit. I think it was up over 130%. So I'll take that any day. And look, you know, if it sets up again here, as I'm expecting it will, I'll be looking at it again, but I'm not going to complain about profit. So shout out to anybody out there who's making money on GameStop AMC right now. That's the way you do it. GameStop buys Bitcoin worth $513 million in crypto push. This is pretty big news related to Bitcoin GameStop. This came out this morning. So GameStop purchased Bitcoin worth about $513 million, the company said on Wednesday, as the ailing video game retailer looks to capitalize on the growing adoption of cryptocurrencies globally. GameStop said in a filing it acquired 4,710 Bitcoins, although it did not disclose the period for the purchases. So I'm not sure exactly when they jumped in and got it, but hey, they got it. The purchases are GameStop's first Bitcoin purchases since unveiling its plans in March to invest in the digital asset, adopting a strategy pioneered by Michael Saylor's Strategy, an enterprise software company, and the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin. So they're basically mimicking Michael Saylor and his company right now. Strategic Micro, I think is the name of the company, Micro Strategic, something like that. But basically, yeah, they're basically trying to, they're trying to hold up because, you know, in other areas of their fundamentals, I guess, not looking as great. Basically, their brick and mortars, their sales aren't doing that great there. And so they're making a massive, massive investment into Bitcoin. And so I think what you're going to see, given that, is GameStop's going to kind of, I would imagine, start to run more in tandem with Bitcoin. That's what I would venture there. Basically, if Bitcoin's up big, you can expect GameStop's going to kind of reflect that in some degree. Something to pay attention to. Let's see if they continue to add to that position. But here is the article says from Reuters for GameStop, which was at the center of 2021's meme stock frenzy. The move could boost investor interest at a time it's struggling to turn around its mainstay business of selling video games through brick and mortar stores in the digital age. So they're just trying to, you know, stay afloat and think outside the box and do something differently. Yes, MicroStrategy. So that's Michael Saylor's company, and essentially that is what GameStop is doing right now, is essentially mimicking, you know, what they're doing as it relates to Bitcoin. So we'll see where it goes. It's had a nice run the past week for sure, and had a bit of pullback today, but I would expect this to continue to set up, especially if we see Bitcoin continue to push, because now we know it is on their balance sheet. Also, according to CNBC, as it relates to AMC, like I was saying, major weekend when it comes to the box office, really just for not just AMC, but movie theaters in general. Movie theater stock soar after record-breaking Memorial Day box office. The domestic box office tallied in an estimated $326 million in ticket sales over Memorial Day weekend, the highest haul for the holiday period ever. That's massive. Shares of AMC, Marcus Corporation, and Cinemark soared on Tuesday following a record-breaking weekend. AMC, Cinemark, and Marcus Theaters each posted their best Memorial Day weekend hauls of all time, as well as record food and beverage sales for the holiday. I think that's also important to note here, because I know a lot of people like to, you know, get their tickets, sneak in food and drinks. Not saying I've ever done that. So the fact that the food and beverage piece of the business also had a major weekend, I think is really good news for really all these theaters. But right now, you know, we care about AMC. So that is the news on AMC and GameStop. And oh yeah, there's another meme stock that we need to be paying attention to, folks. If anybody remembers Holo, that thing is looking juicy over the past couple days. I remember this thing taking off in like 2021. I mean, let's just pull up real quick, just for funsies here, a 10-year chart of this. And yes, this thing had a spike. There's so many zeros in that, I can't even keep track. But this thing had a spike up to $280,000. $80,000. I'm pretty sure they've done some kind of stock split or maybe a reverse split, but it was an insane week. This was back in, let's see, September 2022, right? So not exactly 2021, a little bit later than that, but you get the point. It was a while ago. And then we had a spike here and a spike here. And then we had a spike in February of 2024 up to, good Lord, this chart is so wonky because of the high prices. I can't even keep track of it. I think that's 8,300. Anyways, it's been going insane. And it's been pretty dormant since then. But if we take a look at, oh, I don't know, let's take a look at the past 10 days here. We had a nice jump in pre-market based off of some news that came out, which I'll get into here in a second. This was Tuesday morning. And then today, this thing just freaking ripped. I think at one point it was up over 80%, a move from about $6 up to $11. Ended the day at $10.40, up 72.19%. So something to have on your radar for my degenerate traders out there. Not much of an options chain, if at all. But if you're looking to buy shares and you want some speculative play to day trade, this is an excellent candidate, in my opinion. According to this website, TipRanks, MicroCloud, ticker symbol HOLO, Holo, stock surges on quantum breakthrough. Is it just retail hype, though? MicroCloud Hologram is back in the headlines with its stock jumping over 11% on Tuesday as traders piled in after a string of futuristic sounding announcements. The low float microcap, known more for volatility than stability, suddenly found itself trending across social media as a quantum play. But behind the big promises and flashy terminology, there's reason for skepticism. So obviously this site is a bit skeptical, to say the least, on whether or not the news with MicroCloud Hologram is legit or not. But basically, this is a quantum play, a very, very, very speculative play going on right now. But definitely can set up for some very interesting day trades, in my opinion. So definitely want to have that on your radar. Now let's jump into consumer confidence that came out this morning. So one of the things that I've been highlighting on the show for a while now is the disconnect between hard data and soft data. What do I mean by hard data? By hard data, I'm referring to inflation reports, unemployment reports, jobs data, like JOLTS, things like that, right? So that's the hard data. And then you got soft data, like the Michigan consumer sentiment, which, as I noted on the previous episode that we aired, basically it's at an all-time low right now. And so today we got a nice surprise from consumer confidence for May, which came out, according to CNBC, was much stronger than expected on optimism for trade deals. And obviously this all came out before that breaking news about the courts shooting down Trump's reciprocal tariffs. I would imagine that would help in some degree, but according to this article, consumer optimism got a much needed boost in May on hopes for trade peace between the US and China, according to a survey Tuesday. The conference board's consumer confidence index leaped to 98, a 12.3 point increase from April, and much better than the Dow Jones consensus estimate for 86. Much of the positive sentiment, according to board officials, came from developments in the US-China trade, most notably President Donald Trump's halting of the most severe tariffs on May 12th. So this report, I don't know when the exact time is that they actually record these numbers, but one of the things that I mentioned about consumer sentiment and why I thought it was so low was that it was, in a sense, lagging, meaning I think that they collected that data before Trump announced the 90-day tariff reprieve, and we got the news about China and the U.S. meeting and things like that, right? Before all that news came to light, I think the consumer sentiment was justified being at close to an all-time low, if not an all-time low. And I think that this consumer confidence report that we got today, I think this is more so reflecting, actual reality right now, as far as, you know, some of the pauses, we got China-US meeting, things like that. So I don't think the soft data is as negative as, you know, it's being portrayed by the numbers. And I think in part because it's missing some key pieces of information, such as the tariff pause, such as the meetings, things like that. So this just kind of is a point in that direction of what I'm saying, because consumer confidence for May is showing stronger than expected, right? And so I think the fact that we have some of these reports coming out now on the soft data side that are reflecting, right, some of the China-US updates, I guess, this is a more accurate depiction, in my opinion, of where the consumer is at right now. In either case, this is great, great news, and hope to see some more positive soft data such as this in the coming weeks. So we'll see if it holds. Moving on, want to take a look at some economic events that are going to be coming up. We got 2 days left in the week here. So for Thursday, right, we get GDP coming out at 8:30. So we're looking for any type of revisions. Remember, we had a negative GDP print a couple weeks back, mainly due to the fact that we had such a skew as it relates to imports, because you had a lot of companies that were trying to front run tariffs and make sure they got their, you know, their imports in there, their exports, whatever, from, you know, countries like China. So we'll be looking for any revisions to that that come out tomorrow morning, and initial jobless claims come out at 8:30 as well. You also get crude oil inventories at noon. We have a lot of data coming out tomorrow, not to mention the fact that we now have this breaking news with the tariffs. You know, we could get a breaking news headline that drops on that subject at any point tomorrow during the trading day that could throw the market a curveball. So a lot to pay attention to tomorrow morning. Definitely want to be diligent. Taking a look at Friday, Core PCE comes in at 8:30. That's going to be a big one. You got Chicago PMI at 9:45 Eastern. Michigan one-year inflation expectations. Michigan five-year inflation expectations. So that's about it. So definitely a lot of data coming out tomorrow morning. Want to be paying attention to that. Make sure you're ready to go. And that's about it. So, you know, as far as where we stand right now, basically with the Trump tariff situation, with the court striking that down, make sure you're paying attention to that because, again, any news that drops on that is going to impact, you know, the market. So you want to be paying attention to that. And as far as the remainder of the week, we got the data coming out, like I said, for Thursday, got a little bit on Friday. So just be diligent there. As a reminder, I will be starting another mini series. This time we're going to be doing trading psychology. Part one of that will be coming out this weekend on Saturday. So be on the lookout for that. Thanks as always for watching. Again, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow wherever you listen to podcasts, share with a buddy, drop a comment. Let me know what you think about GameStop, AMC, NVIDIA earnings. Let me know what you think about Trump's tariffs. Everyone has a strong opinion on that, I know. So feel free to leave a comment. Thanks as always for the support. And remember, folks, plan the trade and trade the plan. Have a good night.